listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Well, hi there. Happy Friday. It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here at 61 degrees, KSL's top story. Thanks to the legislature, school bathroom regulations are changing, but in the Salt Lake City District, there's been a lot of controversy about how to spread the word. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson with the story.
School administrators had been directed to give slideshow presentations to all students K through 12 to explain that they would need to use the bathroom of the gender they were assigned at birth. But some parents at Emerson Elementary felt there was a better way to implement the law. They staged a dance party protest this morning at the same time as the planned presentations, but at the last minute, the presentations were canceled.
Because of that controversy about getting everybody ready for the change, a spokesperson now says Salt Lake City will work with those affected one-on-one. Down in Payson, they're just a day away from the return of Kevin Bacon. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrero was at the pre-prom assembly today.
Before Payson High students began rolling into the gym to play Footloose-inspired activities and crown their prom royalty, I asked student body president Ruby Roth how it's been leading up to the big day.
Everyone is super excited. I think we all are just so relieved that it's finally happening. We've been working all year for this, and so to finally have it like play out how we want it to is so exciting.
When I asked her if this is the biggest thing to happen in her hometown.
The amount of like support we've gotten and the community's feedback and everything, like this is one of the biggest things we've ever accomplished. And I think it's a great way to end the school year.
Reporting from Payson High, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:32. A lot of ski resorts are closing after this weekend. Even though they still have feet of snow on the mountains, KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr on the long goodbye to the slopes.
This weekend is the last chance for skiers and snowboarders to hit the slopes at Alta, Deer Valley, and Park City, all of which will be closing this Sunday or Monday. Ski Utah reports that the only resorts that have announced they will be open into May are Solitude, Snowbird, and Bryanhead, with Woodward Park City still yet to announce its closing date for the season.
Alta, Snowbird, Park City Mountain, and Brighton still have more than 100 inches of base snow. So where are the April showers? Turns out we've had much less rainfall than the typical April. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it means the snowpack could sink into the soil before it runs down the mountain.
So it hurts, but it's not the end of the world because we did have a good winter. We got the snowpack we needed. Reservoirs are already starting at higher levels than they were last year due to the residual effects of our record 2023 snowpack.
Matt says there's always a chance we can get more rain in May. U.S. aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan may soon become reality. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the House advancing the foreign aid bills. Democrats like Jim McGovern helping the Republican Speaker avoid a defeat.
Because at the end of the day, so much more is at stake than petty partisanship. Brinksmanship.
Representative Thomas Massey was among the Republican defectors.
I'm concerned that the speaker's cut a deal with the Democrats to fund foreign wars rather than to secure our border.
A final vote is expected tomorrow. President Biden acts to restrict oil and gas leases on 13 million acres in Alaska. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the new rules restrict industrial development in wildlife areas.
To honor the culture, history, and enduring wisdom of the Alaska natives who lived on these lands for generations.
The American Petroleum Institute calls the rules misguided. The pandas are returning to the U.S. San Francisco Zoo has been selected to receive a pair of giant pandas.
Having pandas here will strengthen our already deep cultural connections with our Chinese and API communities, who are at the core of the fabric of who we are as a city.
Mayor London Breed today signing a memorandum of understanding on panda conservation. The pandas are expected to arrive in 2025. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Two Salt Lake County men are facing federal charges for allegedly trying to carjack a woman and shooting her in an EOS parking lot in Murray earlier this month. Police say the two suspects picked the victim at random simply because she drove an Audi. Victim and a carjacker each pulled guns and fired. Both had to be taken to the hospital. The suspect is in jail. But after release from the hospital, the woman's condition, the victim's condition, is unknown. Utah's monthly unemployment rate came out this morning. It is rock steady and a full point below the national average. It's at 2.8% here. Jaron Mendenhall from the Department of Workforce Services told Utah's Morning News, well, we're doing better in other ways as well.
Job growth ticked up to 2.1%, and that is in comparison to the national number of 1.9%.
Utah has 35 consecutive months, nearly 3 years of unemployment below 3%. If you're planning on taking a drive around downtown Salt Lake City tomorrow morning, do not. Avoid it at all costs. The Salt Lake Marathon and a slew of other races will have many of the roads closed for long periods of time. Some of the roads will be closed starting late tonight and won't reopen till tomorrow afternoon. If you need the full list of closures, go to our website, KSLNewsRadio.com. It's 3:36. We have first look traffic for a Friday. Ricky, what's up?
Right now, I'm looking at a new accident involving two vehicles and a big box truck. This is northbound I-215's West Belt, just before the I-80 junction. They're holding back traffic in order to get the box truck moved over to the right shoulder, but we do have delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank